This call is being recorded.
Okay. So, hello. This is Mary, and I want to thank you all for being here and for coming together. And I want to send a welcome out to all of our experienced callers and our new callers, if we have any tonight. And if there are any astrologer experts calling in that want to comment at the end of my report on sharing any insights that you have, then I think it would be super cool if you would like to contribute, and I'll give you the floor. But I wanted to share some information about this eclipse that's coming up, because we pay attention to the major formations in the skies, the eclipses, that kind of thing. And we consider the planets and the stars our personal friends and allies and teachers. And I'm not an astrologer by any means, but I do try to read a bunch of different reports and cull down the information to something that is accessible and makes sense, so that and share it with people in case they find it helpful, because we're going through some major shifts right now. And the eclipse itself is actually going on early tomorrow for us in the US, taking place in the early morning, and will be tomorrow afternoon and evening for our peoples in Europe and the South Pacific. So the lunar eclipses, they happen on a full moon, and when this happens, the Earth is briefly between the sun and the moon, blocking out the sun's light. And symbolically, this is where, without the light, we kind of face our shadows and our inner selves. And it's really about restarting your emotional consciousness with a new level of awareness, like restarting it. And eclipses reboot your being. And where solar eclipses are more about conscious surface aspects, the lunar eclipses are definitely all about your inner world. And they're significant because they herald changes, and big changes that we would not initiate ourselves and create, you know, growth and catalyst. So this is big because it's not only a full moon, but it's also lining up with the equinox, which is all about change and new beginnings anyway. So it's just major magnification going on. And because these changes can be kind of abrupt and intense for some, I decided that what we can do is tonight just take a moment and take a deep breath and prepare together for the plunge into these changes. And I also created a gem elixir steeped in moonlight and crystals, which was a really fun, cool experiment to do. And I chose crystals, or rather my pendulum did, that represent the energies that harmonize all these new aspects brought on by the eclipse. And so later we'll do a water charging with this elixir. And you may be asking, well, how are we going to do this, Mary? And we use the power of thought to do it. And we'll get quiet, empty, open, and the mother elixir energy will be transferred into the water by simple thought, directed by me, but carried out by the brilliant, amazing beings that do this kind of work. So this water is beautifully programmable as a blank canvas, and I just thought it would be fun to do. And after that, it can be ingested or added to your sacred bath or placed in a spray bottle. And the purpose of the gem elixir is just to ease the transition of the shifts and make it smoother, a more enjoyable ride. And from the looks of it, it looks like it already is going to be that. The qualities of this elixir are to bring about balance, self-love, speaking truth easily and simply, bringing out your potential for the good of all, life purpose, centeredness in the midst of big changes, new beginnings, calm, courage, helps you let go of habits that are holding you back. So if that sounds good to you, and then go ahead and we'll unleash it. So back to the eclipse news. 2 weeks ago, we had a solar eclipse, which was about clearing out old energy and patterns and bringing to conclusion a cycle that was really started 19 years ago. And we're seeing this theme of freedom and where we can have more freedom in our life and more peace and presence and more joy. So these are themes that will be ongoing and unfolding. And adding to that, another element, we have the lunar eclipse, which is part two of this deep healing and closure. So the lunar eclipse with the inner world and your deep emotional consciousness and the world of spirit. First, we have Jupiter in Virgo, which is all about the details and improvements and perfecting. So for the last 6 months, starting last fall, you may have had your sights kind of set on improving yourself in various ways and perfecting your life. Maybe you gave up booze or certain foods or added some meditation practices to your life, or it might be adding new things to your life that are meant to be an improvement in the quality of it. And what's going on in this theme of extremes is it's possible you may feel like you may feel super critical or perfectionist about doing these things that you feel you should be doing, or you could be swinging in this other direction of retreating inside and to hell with it all. And so this could be manifesting strongly in your thoughts and your mental and verbal communications as well, where you, where you're flipping to extremes of super criticalness, or one day things just don't bug you, and then the next you unleash a torrent of words and anger and intensity. So, and there's also this pressure going on of having things all figured out mentally, like having everything known and decided. And of course, the key here is about balancing and just being observer to these tendencies to allow emotional extremes to swing back and forth. And in this tendency to overdo things to perfection and just allow things to be, and to watch our thoughts and our mental projections, our words, and ask yourself, does it truly matter? And also to relax into the unknown, which, by the way, is a fabulous place to be. The I Ching talks all about the way of harmony and how to reconnect to that fabulous flow of harmony, the Tao. And one of the ways is to stop struggling against the current and let go and place your trust back into the unknown. And this sacrifice of needing to control things and ego places you back into the grace of the flow and into the synchronicity of harmony again. So Mars is in a very special place. It's a very energetic time. It's a time of action, and opportunities are there for bold action. For those of you who have been researching and perfecting something, it's kind of time to get going on those what ifs, those risks, and to plunge in. So whatever it is, if it's the ABS training, if it's the gym membership, if it's a career shift, whatever it is, like, now is a good time to implement your plans and just freaking go for it. There's all this bold, confident energy that's really like on the rise. And so this is going to be an ongoing theme for the next 6 months. There's this new confidence, new boldness. And part of why this is so powerful is this fiery Mars doing this. Much of the energy is being powered by this dynamic awakening of inner truth. So how this will play out is truly beautiful. This is this freedom theme again, where many of you will experience this now as like you're done hiding your true self. You may be blunter than you ever have in your life, just totally fed up with BS, and ready to embrace who you are with no apologies, no need to be approved by anyone, no fears of speaking your truth, just not caring, and really feeling good about that. And even if you feel like people react to this negatively, you just won't care because it belongs to that person and it's not your burden anymore. You just become responsible for your own joy, your own happiness, your life. So some will stop dyeing their hair and embrace the wrinkles, and other people might start dyeing it green and walk their pet tortoise around town or something like that. The eclipse is taking place with the sun in Libra, so this dynamic will also be present in people's relationships. Revelations, truths about relationships, whether romantic or work-related or family, will be seen in all their nakedness. So for some, this will either show you where your relationship is going to be healthy, if it's done or not. Is one person giving more than another? Is it balanced? Is truth being spoken? So there's this new maturity going on for relationships. There's emotion towards this igniting this deep self-love and this resulting freedom from codependence and needing approval or emotional support from other. So with this honest communication and this freedom within and this love welling up from within, this actually creates a really strong bond. Because what you have is two whole beings coming together, forming something very solid and healthy and grounded and bulletproof. And you're not asking the other person to love you for you or do the work for you. And that takes enormous pressure off of both people involved to feel free and to love without needing it to be there because of rules or expectations, or argued into existence or guilted into existence, but because the heart is simply overflowing with love and nurturing as a natural extension of being. So this is what's being brought into play. On the day of the eclipse and afterwards too, I wouldn't just limit it to the day of the eclipse tomorrow. It's this powerful day of courage and boldness, but also creativity and imagination and play. So it's this perfect day to do things and activities that bring you joy. And this is like about setting a tone for the rest of this, 6 month period. So tomorrow, do fun, nurturing things for yourself and do things together with others. Like, invite your friends out to lunch, cook a meal together, go out to the club. Who cares if it's a Wednesday, get a massage, whatever it is that you love to do, and do something special where it's kind of an act of kindness and a royal treatment that you share with yourself or even better, other people. So it's just like setting a tone of like not waiting for a rainy day, but to live joyful now. And this is, you guys all probably work really hard, and it's just important to balance that with fun. So, this is all going along with the solar eclipse transmission that we talked about last time of no matter what, the only thing really to truly wish or strive for is not a partner or your abundance, but that profound happiness that is found within and is not contingent on outer circumstances. So, the astrology, all of this just is the aspects or influences that are part of the story that we're inside of, and to work with it the same way that the actors do when they improvise and have fun with their roles. So this is just a game that we are in, and the understanding this part of the story can help us to thrive within it and follow the cues that we're being shown and given. So that's pretty much all I wanted to share about that. Does anybody have anything to add to this astrological report here? Let me unmute. Ahead, Shirley.
I was introduced to this site called Mystic Mama, and she featured three different astrology reports, and one of them I found to be really insightful and timely for us right now. And this woman's name is Kathy Pagano, and her site is Wisdom of Astrology. And this is an excerpt from her full comment. Hopefully, we've emerged from an every man for himself attitude to what happens to me also happens to you sense of connection. Our collective paradigm of life will shift from our individual needs to our communal needs. This doesn't take away from our individual and unique talents. Rather, it asks us to contribute them to the greater whole. We are not going back to a time of tribal consciousness where the family or tribe makes decisions for individuals, but we are going forward to a consciousness where each individual's needs are conditioned by the needs of the group as a whole.
Awesome. So it's that unity theme too. Very cool. Thank you, Shirley.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for letting me share that.
So I muted some people. I wasn't sure. There was some noise coming through. Let me unmute again. Anybody else? Okay, so I'm pumped. Let's do this gemstone elixir transmission. Does everybody have your water ready to go? What you will do is place your hands around the water so you're not touching it, but cupping your hands around the water. Okay, and right this moment, I am clearing everyone's water. Okay, still holding your hands around the bottle or glass, but not touching it. Here it comes. Okay. It's done. You may drink it or use it however you like. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to do was we got into G space last Thursday. And it was so beautiful that I asked Jason to change the G-Space page again, and I thought we could get into G-Space and just soak. So if you're not there and you're near a computer, go to the Super Beings and Sun Space, and under Sun Space you should be able to find G-Space and just click that open. And This is our energetic psychic nexus point where we can have a focal point, a gathering spot, and all tune in together.
There's also a version for mobile phones there too, a clickable version.
Yes, there's a mobile version too if you're on the phone. So go ahead and open that up. Please, nice to meet you. Hold on a minute. Let me mute again. Okay. Let's take about 10 minutes to soak together in G-space and gaze into the abyss, and either gaze or close your eyes and just be together in this peaceful place of emptiness. So go ahead and make yourself comfortable and take some slow, deep breaths to your belly in. And exhale through your nose slowly. And start to relax your forehead. Softening your eyes, cheeks, your jawbone. Your neck. Double checking to make sure you are releasing. And just work your way through your body, torso down. Letting each part release and all the tension drain out. And let's just dive deep together for the next 10 minutes. I'll see y'all in 10. That was crazy lovely. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you.
That was.
Thank you very much.
So relaxing. It's hard to come back from.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
That was really good.
How many samples you got?
Okay, you guys. Well, you're welcome to hang out for as long as you want. I'm gonna stop the recording.